there a particular area of the phase of your game that you guys are feeling better than maybe you had last year, the year before, going into the season opener?
I feel pretty good about the unit. I think the guys are pulling together. We're starting to form some leadership. We're starting to, figure out who we are. Obviously, we acquired Weems late. Devin's been with us since the spring. So I think it's all starting to tie together right now. I feel pretty good about the unit as a whole.
What part of your defense are you feeling really good about going into this opener?
Do I feel good about? I tell you what, I feel good about the first unit as a whole. What we're going to kind of become and what our identity is going to be is to be seen. We'll create that ourselves. And so hopefully it's what our players want it to look like, and so we'll just see. But otherwise, at this point, it's just kind of hopeful that it all gels and keeps coming together. There's individuals that I'm excited about. Like you've already mentioned, the tackles that we signed in the offseason, the maturity of a few players that were already there, getting Behrman backs is a good thing, the maturity of the corners, Malachi, Massaquoi, hopefully. There's still a lot of youth on the defense. There's some guys that started a year or two a year ago, some by default, but some because they earned it. I'm anxious to see, I say anxious, I can wait till Sunday. There's a lot of work to get done. but I'm excited for them.
Coach, when you're breaking down the film, what are you seeing from their return teams, punt return and kickoff returns?
Obviously they're a solid unit. They do a very good job. They know us. We know them. They've got some good returners. Cadet has done a nice job for them. Cooks is extremely fast, 4.33 punt returner. To me, this is how I approach it. Anytime you're covering in this league, you may not know that guy, but you better treat him like he's the best that you've ever faced.
The red zone, they have a lot of players saying that's the emphasis this year as always. What are your concerns going in there last year in the red zone?
Well, our goal is always to be 55% or higher touchdowns in the red zone. That's our goal every week. And we did not reach that in the preseason. You always wonder in the preseason, is that because you're rotating so many guys, or you didn't have the right play called, or you didn't execute, or what the situation was? We've talked about this before. If you get in the red zone four times to get over 55% touchdowns, you've got to score three out of four times. So it's not an easy task, but the best teams in the NFL will get there, and we're definitely shooting to be one of those teams.